Stuart Richards joins me now to talk about his own experience of the last 12 months of lockdown. Stuart is currently training along with fellow crew members for the Talisker Whisky Atlantic Challenge, which involves a grueling 3,000-mile fundraising row across the Atlantic Ocean, with proceeds going to RNIB and the Severn Hospice. Stuart, thanks for joining me. It's hard to believe it's over a year now since lockdown began and all our lives changed overnight, really.
I can't know. It's been a very strange year, isn't it? We were talking with my partner yesterday. I think it was just over 12 months ago. We were lucky enough to be away in Tenerife for a few days with some friends, and it seems a long time since then.
Tell us a little bit about your own sight loss, please. I believe it began back in your 20s.
Well, I've got a condition called Leber's optic nevropathy. It's a genetic disorder. Over a period of about 12 to 18 months, my sight deteriorated to where it is now, really. I was trained as a bricklayer, and due to my sight loss, it meant I had to take on a bit of a different role at work, which was a big change in my sort of life, but it did mean I was still able to work due to having family, working with two brothers and my father at the time, mainly with some other people, but that was the main part of my work, so I was able to continue working. I started rebuilding my life and finding a way forward.
Now, you obviously signed up for the Talisker Whisky Atlantic Challenge before lockdown was even announced. What has that done to your preparations for the race, which has taken place, by the way, in December of this year?
All our training, or 90% of our training, had to be on indoor rows up till this point. We purchased a boat. We managed to get out 2 weekends on the boat at Bala Lake in Wales, but only for 2 weekends, which, as part of the rules for the challenge, we have to do 120 hours training on the boat, which obviously we're hoping that this lockdown is going to start releasing shortly so we can get those hours of training in the coming months, really, this summer. But the training-wise, we've been doing a lot of physical training on indoor rows, a lot of preparation to do with the boat and courses we've got to complete. So we have been able to do training, but it's possibly not all the training we'd like to be doing. We'd like to be getting the boat out on the sea, really, and getting a feeling of what it's going to be like to row on the sea. It's obviously very different to rowing on a river or a lake.
Rowing aside, what has the last 12 months been like for you personally then?
To begin with, in the lockdown, I don't know whether it sounds strange, but it was quite pleasant. I had probably 6 to 8 weeks where we weren't working. Obviously, it was a full lockdown. And strangely, it was quite pleasant for me to have a bit of time at home with my partner and two boys that sort of spend some time with me. So it was quite nice to have a little bit of free spare time to spend at home with my family, I suppose. That sounds quite nice, that little bit, but obviously not being able to socialise. When you're already feel a little bit isolated with sight loss, getting even more isolated is quite difficult to live with, really. So a little bit fed up with it, to say the least, at the moment.
Have you any concerns, and what are you looking forward to most about coming out of lockdown?
I can't wait to get out of lockdown. I'm fortunate enough, I'm over 50, so I've had a vaccination, or the first jab, possibly 2.5-3 weeks ago. So I'm quite excited to get out of lockdown and, you know, be able to get out and see a few people, etc. A little bit like we've been caged up for far too long. I've got a father who's 80-odd, who again, I haven't been able to see much of for a long time. I do feel a little bit safer now the vaccines are sort of being rolled out like they are. So I'm quite excited, to be honest, to be able to get out again.
Is there anything that would help you personally as we come out of lockdown?
I'm okay because I've got a family and a good social network around me. But if I was on my own, I think it'd be nice to have a bit of a conversation with somebody, just as a bit of reassurance, really, that it is safe to go out. But I speak to some other people who are a little bit concerned still about being safe going out now. Personally, I feel okay about that.
So with restrictions hopefully lifting soon, when do you hope to get back out there on the water?
I've hopefully booked on some courses in mid-April to do with sea navigation, VHF radio and first aid at sea. So we're thinking possibly after that, we'll be getting towards the end of April. If restrictions allow us, we're looking towards the end of April to getting the boat out.
How much are you hoping to raise for charity?
We've set a target of £100,000, which is possibly a little bit ambitious, but we've already got around £20,000, I think, in donations at this point in time. We're fairly optimistic that we might reach that target now.
And the money you're raising will go to RNIB and also to the Severn Hospice. Why did you choose those charities?
I got help learning to touch type on a computer. They helped set me up with JAWS at the time, I think it's called the screen reader, which again got me to the point where I could send emails and communicate with people, which is quite simple, practical, well, not always simple, but practical things that when you've never dealt with sight loss, nobody around me had any idea of where to go from there. So that they sort of diverted me the right way to finding me a little bit of independence again. That's why the RNIB come up as the first charity, because the people around me, my crew, were keen to sort of, they'd probably seen where a lot of help would come from for me. And then the Severn Hospice is the local hospice to us, which probably the same as anywhere around the country, the local hospice does a lot of work for all families really in the area. We've all sort of had help from the hospice with family members, etc., over the years.
And how do we keep up with what you and the Rican Roars are doing?
We've got a website. We're on Facebook and Twitter, possibly Instagram as well. If somebody searched Rican-Rowers.com, that'll take you to our website where there's links there to Facebook, etc., and I think page how to donate. And basically, there's small videos and clips and photos of things on there and what we're getting up to.
Stuart, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and we'll catch up with yourself, Gary, Stuart and Martin again in a few weeks' time. And hopefully then you'll be back out on the water. Thanks for your time today on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, mate.
We've adjusted as much as possible to the daily challenges the pandemic has created. But some of the more visual safety measures, like social distancing and changes to the environment, are going to continue to be major barriers to independence and confidence. As lockdown eases, we've got services and resources to help rebuild any lost confidence, and we're calling on the public and businesses to maintain the space, be patient, be helpful. To access support or information, please phone the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999.